We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's Kansas City talking about?
This is what's trending.
This is what's trending.
On Midday with Jamie and Wicket on 98.1 KMBZ.
For some reason, the number one trending topic in Kansas City is still the national championship game from 2 days ago when Bama came back to beat Georgia. But after that, well, Nick Saban, the head coach, there's some rumors he may be going to coach the New York Giants. As the head coach of Alabama has now won, I think, 6 national championships, something like that.
Garrett Cole is trending. The Astros are trading Francis, is it Martez or Martas? And Derek Fisher in the Garrett Cole's trade.
Garrett Cole is a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was a former number one overall pick and was very good a couple of years ago. Has since been pretty mediocre. And if the Astros are able to pull this deal off, and I've seen Jeff Passan from Yahoo, who lives here in Kansas City, as of 3 minutes ago, said that his sources tell him no deal is done. So it's one of those where you're probably jumping the gun a bit, but if the Astros can find whatever made Garrett Cole good 3 years ago, that would be huge for the defending World Series champions.
All right. Daryl Issa is trending. He is a California GOP congressman who announced his retirement today. First elected in 2000, confirmed he will not run for re-election. There are a couple of different stories out today about the number of GOP retirements there are right now being announced going into the midterm elections.
He won his seat by his last re-election seat, I think, by 1,600 votes. Very, very close. Mm-hmm. He's in the San Diego area of California. Andrew Jones is trending, and this is, I don't know why it's trending here other than it's a Big 12 guy. He plays guard for the University of Texas. He has been diagnosed with leukemia and obviously won't be playing basketball for a while, if ever again. Hopefully he's able to beat it, but Texas sophomore guard Andrew Jones diagnosed with leukemia. Of course, thoughts and prayers to Andrew and his family.
Sneaky Dianne Feinstein is trending.
Man, you
like that. Because of a tweet from President Trump. That's where the sneaky comes from. 3 hours ago, President Trump tweeted, "The fact that sneaky Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, who has on numerous occasions stated that collusion between Trump and Russia has not been found, would release testimony in such an underhanded and possibly illegal way, totally without authorization, is a disgrace, must have tough primary." It comes in reaction because she has talked about wanting these things released.
It does. There's this idea that everybody, especially pushed by President Trump, everybody knows there's no collusion, there's no collusion, while the investigation from Republican Robert Mueller is still going on. Dianne Feinstein released the full transcript of the Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson's testimony about the dossier. Mm-hmm. It's 312 pages long. I didn't read it yet. Right, and I'm probably not going to read all 312 pages, but it got released yesterday as this investigation, which President Trump says is a witch hunt, mm-hmm. as the investigation still continues to go on.
Kevin Gates is trending. I'll be honest, I didn't know who Kevin Gates was until TMZ told me. Kevin Gates walked out of prison Wednesday morning as scheduled. No surprise warrants this time around, TMZ has learned. Gates served 9 months of a 30-month sentence and was released from an Illinois state prison on parole. He'll be on mandatory supervision, can't have any guns. He's a rapper who was released from custody last year in Florida after doing time for kicking a woman at one of his concerts, but was immediately rearrested for a warrant in Illinois on a weapons charge. Is he a big deal?
Rapper? I've never heard of Kevin Gates.
I haven't either.
He's not from here, so I don't know why that's trending in Kansas City. He's from New Orleans. But that's all I got.
Protect My Vote is trending. Hashtag protect my vote.
Why is, what's...
Because people are responding. By number one, requiring valid picture ID, not letting dead people vote. That's on a ballot in Indiana. That's before lawmakers in Indiana.
You shouldn't allow dead people to vote. I will agree with that.
It's the bill that's in Indiana is where you let, if they voted absentee and then they died, you still let their absentee vote count.
Probably shouldn't.
Not destroying voting records 5 minutes after the election closes. Not letting residents from Tennessee vote in Alabama. Just goes on and on and on.
So protect my vote, trending in Kansas City. All right.
That's about it.
That's all I've got on my list. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Coming up a little bit later on, we'll get back into our conversation about what constitutes something to be child porn. We'll tell you about a story coming up involving a 17-year-old Missouri boy and why he is in some serious trouble for child pornography. We'll tell you about that coming up next during 98.1 KMBZ. It's 1218. As always, the phone number 576-7798. Text in at 22980. We put this up on Facebook earlier today and had a pretty good conversation earlier. And for those that wanted to get back in, now you can, because the question is, what constitutes something to be child pornography?
Those of you that have taken nude pictures of your children, because we know you have, because Wicca and I talked about it this morning, and there are pictures of us as babies with no clothes on. What makes that child porn? At what point does that become child porn? That's what we're asking you because of a story out of O'Fallon, Missouri. And as you hear the details of the story, I think it's going to become obvious why this teenager was charged with possession of child porn. The father of an O'Fallon, Missouri teen turned his 17-year-old son into police after discovering nude photos of a toddler on the son's phone. What happened here was you have 17-year-old Andrew Spenceberger of O'Fallon, who had a cell phone that dad took away because the teen was being punished for something. His dad looks at the phone and he finds a few pictures of a nude 2-year-old sleeping. Turns the son into police for that. And when asked, Andrew Spenceberger told police he took the close-up photos as the 2-year-old girl slept on the floor of his bedroom. He also admitted to taking the photos, quote, so that he could sell them to a classmate whom he believed to be a pedophile and would be interested in young girls. By the way, that's what makes it child porn, is that intent. He hoped the photos would fetch $350, he told police. The little girl in the pictures is not his daughter. It does appear to be a relative of his dad's girlfriend. So it's a toddler that he knew, but was not his child. And initially, the first few versions of the story that we had this morning were kind of confusing. The one I just read to you is out of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Wicket was asking, when he brought my attention to the story, he said, why is this a crime? Because we initially didn't know the stuff about him intending to sell it to the pedophile friends that he had. But initially, it got us talking about at what point is a picture of a nude child just cute or appropriate, and at what point does it become criminal? Or is there ever a time, we had several people earlier that said it's never okay to take a nude photo of a child. But I can picture it. There are pictures of me and my other cousins as we're maybe a year old. My grandma had a really big kitchen sink, and there are pictures of us sitting in that sink with bubbles, and we're sitting on a little foam mattress thing. We're nude in those pictures. Now, there are bubbles covering up the important parts, but we're obviously nude in those pictures. Why is that not child porn? And I know that some of this is obvious, but there's a lot of gray area here, and that's what we're asking you.
576-7798 is the phone number. Jump on in, 576-7798, or you can text in 22980. At what point does a nude picture of a baby or a child become child pornography? And I think it becomes child pornography, you know, when we get to that, the intent part. Like, this story gets real bad real quick. He took the pictures, sell them to a classmate. His friend was a pedophile. Like, why are you hanging out with that kid? And it's got to be harder today because we live in a world where we're all taking photos and sharing them with the world. You know, you take a selfie in front of Kauffman Stadium or you want to sell you whatever. I don't know if people are right to share the photos of their naked baby kids, which I see from time to time on Facebook. And I'm thinking to myself, are you sure you want to share that?
But again, I ask, it's sort of like obscenity. Like, the courts have said, basically, you'll know obscenity when you see it. And it's sort of, it's kind of in the eye of the beholder, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, the posting on social media is a whole other, we could do 5 hours on that because of people, in my opinion, sometimes way oversharing and stuff like that. But what one person may perceive to be just a cute nude picture of their child, someone else may be really offended by and say, that is child porn. And as we were playing this out a little bit, to me, this is different than if it had been an infant, because if there's a scale of words I can't believe I'm saying, but if there's a sexuality scale that increases in by the age, It's creepy for a two-year-old. It's creepy for someone who is not that child's father to be taking a picture of that two-year-old sleeping nude. Could it still be cute, though? What if the father of that child had taken that picture?
And it's on his phone.
And it's not intended to sell to pedophile friends. It's just, but somebody else would say, that's creepy. It doesn't matter what your intent is. That is not okay.
When is it porn? Child pornography? And when is it just you having cute pictures of your baby, your boy, or your baby girl? 576-7798. We'll start with Candy in Kansas City. Hi, Candy. Thanks for calling. You're on KMBZ. Candy.
Ann Geddes, that famous photographer lady that takes pictures of little babies in all kinds of positions. Those babies are always nude. And she makes a fortune.
Okay. All right. I agree. Very aware.
So why is that not pornography?
You tell me, Candy.
Do you think it's not?
I think it's not.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm going because they're cute.
Okay.
But someone could tell you that the pictures of the two-year-old in this story are cute. That, because I don't know what the pictures look like, obviously, but it, you can imagine a case where the two-year-old's kind of curled up on the floor.
So what's the difference, and to Candy's point, what is the difference between taking pictures of cute little babies, maybe you see the butt, whatever, and you put it in a book to make money and to sell versus this story where this sick, twisted 17-year-old was selling the pictures, allegedly, to a classmate? What's the difference?
And let me ask this to help figure that out. What if this kid had lied about the intent? For those of you that are screaming, it's intent, it's intent. What if he had said, well, I just thought it was cute? Does that make it not a chargeable crime?
Yeah, I
what if he didn't admit that he was going to sell them? What if he just thought it was cute? Is it okay for a 17-year-old kid to think a two-year-old nude sleeping on the floor is cute?
It's not
and
his.
And take a picture of
is,
it?
What's wrong with that?
What is there anything wrong with that?
That was my initial question until I got to the he hoped to sell it. What's wrong with, let's say you have a 17-year-old kid and on their phone, they've got your neighbor's two-year-old curled up in a ball or a six-month-old. What's it? Is something wrong with that?
It feels weird to me. And but that's not enough. That's not a legal definition, but it's creepy to me.
576-7798. Right back to the phones. Julie in Belton on KMBZ. Hi, Julie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I was just going to point out, too, I have a 25-year-old, so back in the day, they had, like, those one-hour photo places. So this has come up before in the past where, like, parents would take pictures to get developed. I know that's, you know, that seems so long ago, but, and you took a picture of your kid, like, in the bathtub. It could be an issue. So I just was going to point that out. And the second question is, why was she naked? I mean, was she completely naked?
Yeah, two-year-old being naked is a little strange.
Someone could. Yeah, it's like possible he stripped her naked.
Oh God.
Oh, he did. That's even worse.
We don't know that.
No, we don't. We don't know.
But we're theorizing because someone asked that earlier. Did she fall asleep clothed and he stripped her, or did mom lay her down naked and he just took pictures of the kid in its natural state?
Is it normal for a two-year-old to just lay on your floor naked
without a diaper?
Without a diaper, without a shirt, without a onesie. Is that normal?
I don't know.
I don't think so, and I'm not a dad, but I don't know.
I don't think so either.
Julie, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brenda in Overland Park. You're next up on 98.1 KMBZ. Hello, Brenda.
Hello. My question is, so he has a friend who is a pedophile that he wants to sell this picture to, and my understanding is pedophiles aren't typically well-liked people, so pedophiles' friends are typically other pedophiles, would be my thought.
Yeah, I think, and somebody pointed that out earlier, and Brenda, you bring up a really good point. I worry about this kid, the kid that took the pictures and was, air quotes, selling them. I feel like there's a possibility that could either be a lie to try to get out of himself looking like a pedophile, or is this now a network of pedophiles in Missouri, in O'Fallon, Missouri, over on the east side of the state?
Yeah, a lot of us are asking, did he do something else with this kid? And in order, if somewhere in his impulsive mind, he thought, oh no, I can't admit to touching this girl, they're wondering where I got the pictures, he thinks it is less horrible if he says, no, I was going to sell them to somebody else, that still got you a child porn charge.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's worse to be the father of a pedophile, a 17-year-old kid who likes child porn, or to be the father of a 17-year-old who's selling pictures of child porn to his buddy that he hangs out with in school. I don't know which one's worse. Neither one sounds good. David and Belton, you're next up on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yes, I just wanted to add something to the discussion. It seems like they're missing one point, is the definition of pornography. And pornography is taken from a word that means prostitution. And so if it's associated with prostitution, it's pornography. If it's not associated with prostitution, it's not pornography. That's why art can be nude and still not be pornography.
Can you tell me the difference between a book of cute little babies naked or near naked versus this one?
Yes. Well, one, if it's not used for pornography. Now, this 17-year-old, he turned something that wasn't pornography into pornography.
When did it become, in your mind, the P word?
When he started to put it, to make money on it.
All right. But he hadn't
turns
yet.
Turns it into prostitution.
He hadn't done it yet, though.
But
he was going to, but he hadn't done it yet.
It was the intent.
But David, so, my same question comes back. What's the difference between the photographer who takes those pictures to put it into a book to make money to turn a profit? Is that pornography? Because it stems from prostitution?
Well, it could be, yes. I mean, that would have to be determined by, you know, a judge. But that's where you draw the line. I mean, some people are trying to enforce their own consciences on other people. Some people, they wouldn't be caught dead without a shirt on in their house. And, you know, other people, it's a no big deal. So, you know, people have different opinions as to what constitutes even nudity.
Oh, you're right about that. Hey, David, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I know there are thousands of books out there that have little babies that are photographed, and I don't look at that as porn or prostitution or either of those. Steven, stick right there. We're going to get to you coming up next. You can jump in behind him, 576-7798. Text in 22980. How do you know when what you're seeing is child pornography? 576-7798. Text in 22980. We've got an O'Fallon, Missouri man who finds himself in some hot water.
So he had taken pictures of a 2-year-old that he knew. It was the child of his dad's girlfriend, or it was a relative of his dad's girlfriend. Anyway, the 17-year-old Andrew Spenceberger had taken pictures of a 2-year-old nude sleeping on a floor. He didn't tell anybody about the pictures, and dad found them on his phone when his dad had taken his phone as punishment, was looking through the phone, found the pictures, and reported his son to police. We were still kind of wondering, well, what made it child porn? Well, what made it child porn was the 17-year-old admitted to taking the photos so that he could sell them to a classmate whom he believed to be a pedophile and would be interested in young girls, and he thought the photos would fetch $350. But for the less obvious cases where pictures are going to be sold, you are going to make money on them, or there are pictures that you have taken of your kids nude, what's the difference? At what point does it become a crime?
576-7798. I think the easy answer is it's intent.
I think it's an easy answer, but I think we got to get more specific about it.
Let's go to Steven and KCK. Thanks for your patience. Steven, you're on KMBZ.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I love you guys' show, and I know you're busy. I just got 2 points. I think it becomes child pornography when you can see the child's genitalia. And to that older lady that called in and was saying about some famous photographer that takes nude pictures of kids, I would bet you 2 paychecks that she never shows genitalia. I would say she probably covers it with a teddy bear or soap bubble or something like that. And if the 17-year-old was innocent, I would think he would have the child's mother chime in or something and say, hey, we were just taking innocent pictures for Facebook or some kind of social or photo album or something.
Hey, Steven, let me ask you a quick question before you go. Let's say the baby is photographed like laying next to a cute puppy in one of those books and you see its bottom. Is that genitalia?
No, not to me, not at all.
All right. Hey, Steven, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for those kind words. 576-7798. Let's go to Kevin in Kansas City on KMBZ.
Yeah, I was just wondering, there's a suntan lotion that has a picture of a little blonde-haired girl on it with pigtails, and a dog is pulling down her bottoms. Now, is that child pornography?
I have I'd have to see it.
Me too.
Do you happen to know the brand that I can look that up?
I sure don't. I just remembered seeing it on the shelves and
like is this recently?
No, it's this long time thing, like a Gerber baby.
Oh, I'm gonna have to search for that one. Okay, it's a copper tone. All right, I just found it. All right, Jamie. It's an animated photo from the one I found.
Okay.
Is that child porn? Baby is standing.
Well, first of all, it's not. It's a drawing.
It's a drawing. It's not a real baby.
It's not a photograph.
Right.
So, no, that's not child porn.
Yeah, it's a drawing.
It's a drawing. But not a real kid.
It's a baby, like you said, blonde hair, pigtails, standing up. She's doing one of those poses where you turn around and like your hand is over your mouth.
Looking back at the camera a little bit.
And the baby's tan on the beach standing up and the dog is pulling down and you see both cheeks. Now it's a drawing. It's not a real thing.
There's a reason it's a drawing and not a real baby. Because I don't think you could do that with a real baby.
They call it the Little Miss Coppertone Contest.
They're showing too much for that to be a real kid.
Kevin, thanks for the phone call. Jessica, Overland Park, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hi, I was just calling in to chime in on this pornography thing.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference to me is that photographer is going to be getting a copyright and a release from those parents for those pictures.
That's a good point.
The release is a great point.
And with the other way around, obviously the parents are not giving permission for that. And if they are, they're going to get charged with multiple other crimes anyway.
Well, you'll be right about that. Thanks for the phone call, Jessica. I mean, that's a great point. At least in those books, the parents have said, photograph my adorable baby and his bottom.
Yeah.
but at this point, we, as far as we know, don't think that this 17-year-old kid got the okay to photograph the naked 2-year-old.
I need to ask this question as we take some more calls here. A listener had texted in and said, my family and my children and I do not wear clothing at home.
What?
It's not the first text today we've gotten like that.
Really?
Yes. When we talked about this earlier, a listener said that. We don't wear clothing at home. None of us do. And I've heard of some families that will do that to make the kids more comfortable in their bodies and to not make nudity a weird thing like we have made it in society. And that the texter that texted in a bit ago said, and I've told my sons to start wearing pants now because other people think it's weird. I assume they take pictures at home, right? What about that?
That's an interesting.
Chew on that one, people.
That's an interesting Christmas tree photo.
Yeah.
You know, of them standing around the tree buck naked. That's different.
What you do in the privacy of your own home
is up
to you. And as long as no one's being touched inappropriately as a result of the excessive nudity, it is not a crime to be nude in your own home.
No.
It is not a crime for your children to be nude in their own home, even at whatever age. But that gets me feeling a little like...
Go knock into the door.
Is there anybody else like that? If you are not alone, I want to know more about that.
We actually had someone who worked here. Their families were nudists.
Really? What?
Who?
You weren't here, but she's very open about it. I'm going to mess... I can't remember her last name.
Tell
her first name was Sarah.
Okay.
Oh, Sarah, the news reporter.
She was a newscaster and
she was a
newsreader, and she was open about how her parents... They were nudists. They walk around the house naked, and she did the same thing.
Really?
But you have to think also. There's plenty of obviously not in Kansas or Missouri, but there's plenty of neighborhoods that are nudists.
I hear about that in Europe. I don't hear about that here.
California has plenty of them.
I want to know more.
Sarah's last name? She used to be on the air with Weir, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of what Sarah's last name was.
I had asked that person to text him, but they obviously didn't have the opportunity. But doesn't that get you into weird potential crime
walking
situations?
Around nude?
But isn't, when you have more nudity, isn't there the potential for...
Touching?
Yeah. Things to get a little... I'm sorry that I feel that way, but this is a foreign idea to me.
It's a question you can ask. We're adults.
You know? That's a strange thing to me.
Like, what if you're delivering a pizza? You know, or you go to the door and
do you
boom.
Answer the door naked?
I got to know from that person. Sarah
and
Scott,
also, that Coppertone girl was Jodie Foster.
Okay.
What?
That Coppertone sunbathing, suntan lotion girl was Jodie Foster.
As a baby?
Yes.
Okay, we got to get into this. A listener just texted it at 22980. Where did it go? My wife gets out of the shower and is naked in front of our six-year-old boy and girl.
Six.
I don't agree with it, but she considers it to be a natural thing. Are there other parents, there have got to be, who are naked at home in front of their children? And at what age is that no longer okay? Is it always okay?
How old are you walking around? How old are you? Are you walking around your kids? Like, at what age do you stop walking around naked in front of your kids? Mm-hmm. Some people are like 12, 18. Doesn't matter. My family, there wasn't a ton of nakedness. Mm-hmm. There was not a ton of nakedness going on.
576-7798. Many people are texting. I need to hear more.
Call in, please.
Call in.
And tell us if you're naked right now.
9363. My wife is naked in the house all the time.
Really?
Me personally, I don't mind it so much, but I have two male children. They are adults now, but when they were young, it would be nothing that she would be walking around naked.
What? That is not normal in my head.
No,
but it's not. My life is not the normal life either.
But I got to think it's not. People are. Is that going to damage your kids? Like, I got to think what they're just going to get used to it. Like, maybe it ends up being a good thing.
All right, call in.
Because they're going to get used to it.
And call
they're,
in.
They're no longer going to think nudity is a weird thing.
At
the age where we're all weird about it. Those kids aren't going to be weird about it. Right?
Like, if Lee and I are fortunate enough to have a kid, like, we don't walk around the house naked all that much. And if we do, it's obviously just us.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got windows and there's a draft sometimes. Like, I'd like to go to, we've never talked about this on the air.
No, but now I'm fascinated.
576-7798. Do you walk around naked at home all the time? Do you have kids? How old are your kids? Text in 22980. Your call's next. Me? I did not believe this was on our list of ways to go. And that's why live radio is so much fun.
Sometimes things happen organically. We're going to call that.
Chatting about a 17-year-old out of O'Fallon, Missouri, who took some pictures of a toddler, his dad's girlfriend's niece, nephew, whatever, and may face some child porn charges. And then this conversation went to what constitutes child porn. And then others on the text line, and thank you all, it turned into... What about nudists or people who live at home and walk around naked? I opened up the text line for just a bit here. Mm-hmm. I had no idea how many people we have that walk around naked most of the time at home.
With kids around.
With children.
Of various ages. And we'll get to your phone calls. We got a full board of calls here that we'll get because this is just an unfamiliar idea to Wicket and I. And passing judgment because I don't know enough.
No.
But wow, is it more common than I thought?
576-7798. Also, Dan Weinbaum is in here. Dan, why did you want to jump in here from the newsroom?
I heard you guys talk about walking around naked at home. And
yeah.
I'm like, hey, I want to come in and talk about that.
Is this something that you, do you do this?
Yes.
Are you naked a lot at home?
Yeah.
But your son is away.
Well, he's gone.
So,
you know, the age, you were talking about the age. Well, what we did in our house with our son was just... Let him be the guide of when he felt awkward or wanted to not see, you know, mom. I mean, we're not nudists, you know, we're not like, you know, draw the blinds and we're shedding our clothes, you know, for the next 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, from the bathroom, shower, you know, walking around. And the thing is, we taught our son that our bodies are our bodies. There's nothing wrong with them. It's completely normal and natural to see another person's nude body, especially family.
How did he let you know and at what point that
well, he would
it
just
was
walk
weirding
away,
him out? Okay.
And you're just like, yeah, he doesn't want to stand there in the bathroom while one of us is using it
right.
anymore. He wants to go away.
Yeah.
And that just evolves over time, you know, because, you know, when he was 3 years old, you're like, would you please leave the bathroom? I need a little bit of private time.
Right.
But he's curious. And that's how children learn.
So did he ask questions then more? Because he saw more than your average child would see at home.
Well, sometimes he would say, you know, stuff like, well, what's that?
Yeah.
Well, that's an opportunity to teach a child about the human body, that other people have human bodies and they're going to be different and look different, you know, and it's all normal and natural.
Let's talk to Keisha and KCK on KMBZ. Hello, Keisha.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to say that I walk around naked, too.
Do you have kids at home?
Yes, I do. I have a 4 and an 8-year-old.
Have you always walked around naked at home? And is it all the time? Or, to me, there's a difference between...
It's kind of like what Wicket was just saying. It's, you know, in and out of the bathroom, maybe getting dressed, maybe walking into the living room with the blinds closed.
Do the kids ask questions?
Yeah, they do. They're curious about the body. I mean, they're at that age. They don't... I mean, I'm kind of just like him, letting them... I mean, obviously, if they say... God, Mom, put some clothes on. I'm going to go put some clothes on.
Letting the children kind of be the guide for their comfort level of nudity, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they don't seem to mind it now. They're
used to it.
And they're used to it. And, I mean, I did date a guy at one time when I was probably about 16, and his parents were chronically naked all the time. I mean, it was like I saw them more naked than I saw my boyfriend at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, and I thought that was awkward, but now I kind of do it in front of my kids, so I'm like, maybe it's not. Well, no, I still think it was a little weird that they did it that much.
Goodness, at that age. Thanks, Keisha.
In our house, it was just moving through the house. It wasn't a thing of, okay, now we're getting naked, and we will now parade. No, it was just normal life. You know, you get out of the shower. Oh, where's my clothes? Oh, it's in the dryer. I got to walk to the dryer and get my clothes. And you see somebody naked.
To me, there's a difference, though, between walking between the bedroom and the bathroom naked and just being naked all the time at home.
Comfort level.
Yeah.
Let's go to Annie and Lenexa. Annie, you're next up on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey there.
Hey, are you? Do you walk around naked?
It's not me. I have a story about a friend of mine.
It's always the friend, yep. Annie. It's always the friend.
I couldn't believe it. Now, I've known her for a very long time, and so I've watched their family evolve. And when this is happening, I just thought it was very weird because it wasn't just walking from the shower to your bedroom and changing clothes, because I think people do that with the same-sex child. There's no problem at all. But I do think that there is an issue when the child is 8, 9, 10, because that's when their sexual hormones kick in. So her son saw this through high school and everything. So now he is an adult man. And I actually, a couple years ago, asked him about that. And he said it was very, very confusing because, you know, he saw parts of his mom that really a husband should only see.
Mm-hmm.
And he even saw personal things, you know, that he asked about, like, what's that white string hanging, Mom? I mean, that's something that, you know, I don't think a child from the opposite sex needs to have to deal with at that age.
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense.
Dan, I mean, you're making a face.
Dan?
Well, that does sound a little bit extreme, maybe, for that one family. I think you let it be, you know, evolve normally. Give them questions and then be appropriate with their age. And of course, as they get older, especially the boys and girls, you know, wondering and guide them through it.
How much are people walking around naked in their house? 576-7798. It seems like it's a lot more common than you and I thought about.
Yeah.
It really does.
And has been for a long time based on the stories.
Let's go to Lansing. Talk to Mike on KMBZ. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not bad. You walk around naked at home a lot?
No.
You don't? Okay.
I do what I call selective nakedness. it's depending on... Really, you have to be selective when you're naked at home. Like, let's say the Mormons or the Jehovah Witness come to the door. I just go to the door naked, and they turn around and walk off.
Okay. <That's>, what about the pizza guy?
That's his house alarm system.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, the pizza guy, you know, if I know him, I wouldn't care. But, yeah, no. It's called selective nakedness.
I gotcha. Hey, Mike, thanks. Laura in Kansas City on KMBZ.
Wielding his nakedness as a weapon.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, this is Laura.
You're on the air.
Actually, you were talking about my family. My daughter is Sarah Scott.
Oh.
Oh, well, hello.
Well, hi.
Hi. Hello. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Mom.
Nice to talk to you.
I want to dispel some myths that our family, we are not what I would call.
She was claiming you guys were straight up nudists. Like everywhere you go, you're naked.
No. I think it was a joke that got out of hand. But I
escalated quickly.
Dan. And
I mean, we lived in a very old house, and it had one big bathroom upstairs. We had four kids. There were people going in and out of the bathrooms. So someone might be in the shower, and someone else comes in and puts on makeup or whatever. So, yes, within our family, upstairs, sometimes people were partially nude. As the kids got older, some of them were modest, and if they closed the door, you respected that. But one bathroom, six people, sometimes we're walking around partially clothed, but that's it. We don't, not downstairs, not meet the pizza guy.
So now we know the real story. Now we know.
Tell Sarah we said hi.
You know, it was weird. It was really strange when I came in my first day and there was Sarah doing the news naked in the KMBZ newsroom. It was strange.
Well, then she's gone a different direction from how I raised her.
She went rogue.
That's what I mean. I like
Thank you, Laura.
And, you know, I'm thinking for a lot of folks, we start in a sense in the wrong premise, assuming that the nude human body or even just the human body, there's something wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you start with that premise, well, then you're like, oh, we can't let anybody see. Think of the children. Well, you know, we are all humans. We all have our bodies. We have since the beginning of time. That's who we are. What's wrong with all of that?
Well, because we've been so trained to cover up parts, male and female, when we're out in public. Now, in the privacy of your own home, you can do whatever you want.
And among your own family.
Carol Arxer.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry for whatever's about to come out of his mouth.
Okay.
How much do you and Apple Picking Paul walk around naked at your house?
We don't.
Okay. I knew that was going to be her answer.
But can I ask something? Why not? Because for other people, it's totally normal to just be naked at home all the time.
Yeah, I have this thing about being cold. I hate being cold, and clothes help.
Well, that's
keep me
practical.
Warm.
Yeah. But why doesn't Paul then just prance around all the time?
You'll have to ask him. I don't know.
Paul doesn't seem to be the type of guy that prances.
No,
anyway.
there's not a lot of prancing.
They don't call him prancing Paul. They call him apple picking Paul.
But
right?
What about your, if I may, what about your child? You know, will you be
Charlie's
nude
like 3 months old
around the child or Paul or?
We haven't
even thought
there
about there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, sure.
Appreciate
that
you coming
was fun.
In. Glad you could
I
come
can
in.
Talk about the photos of me in a cowboy hat and boots when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And
I
that
bet
was
they're
it.
Cute.
You mean 4 or 5 days ago, not 4 or 5
well,
years
old.
I got
old. Some of those too.
Yeah, from the text line. I was right. God, now I know more about KMBZ than I should.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.